You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So we'll start with two inland cities that have acquired acres of new land, but they have very different plans for it, right?
Right. Well, Rancho Cucamonga annexed more than 4,000 acres of virtually pristine chaparral bordering the San Bernardino National Forest, and Corona purchased almost 300 acres bordering the Cleveland National Forest. But as you say, they have very different plans. Corona plans to protect the land from future development as part of the Skyline Trail system, while Rancho Cucamonga plans to allow 3,000 homes to be built. To be fair, Rancho is going to allow development on less than a quarter of the land that it annexed as part of the Etiwanda Heights neighborhood, which will have 85 acres of parks, and the city will preserve about 3,600 acres for habitat, grasslands, oak woodlands, and stream beds, but will allow about 100 homes even in that conservation area. Now, this land is part of the Etiwanda North Preserve, which a lot of people visit for hiking and horseback riding, and people really wanted to make sure the city was going to keep it as open space. The Corona purchase is also an area popular with outdoor enthusiasts, hikers, runners, mountain bikers, and the city bought it from developers who had planned to build a housing tract there that would have blocked public access to trails in the National Forest. It cost the city more than $6.5 million, but just with that purchase, it expanded the city's parks and open space by 75%. This meadow was already being readied for development, 63 acres, and it's surrounded by homes, so it sounds like the city bought the property just in time.
Where did Corona get the money to do this?
Well, the city already had about $2.5 million set aside for park expansion, but it also decided to use $4 million from the general fund for it, so obviously something the city considered really important.
Okay, yeah. And speaking of the city of Rancho Cucamonga, that city is delaying employee pay raises because of the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, the city had been negotiating with its biggest employee union, representing about 200 employees, but they reached an impasse, and then they went to a fact finder. And the fact finder apparently agreed that the city just can't afford to give raises right now because, like every city and county in California with the coronavirus lockdowns, revenue has fallen. Sales tax for Rancho is down about $3.5 million, and hotel bed tax revenue is down about $1 million just for the fiscal year that ended June 30th. And, of course, we all know that's continued. So the city decided to put off raises until next fiscal year, which will, again, begin on July 1st of this year.
So are the employees getting nothing in this negotiation?
Well, the city did come up with an extra $75 a month for each employee toward health care premiums, so the union is not walking away entirely empty-handed. But, of course, the employees are hoping that when the next contract is negotiated later this year, that things will have improved and they'll be getting maybe the raises that they had asked for, about 2%.
Okay. And next, the embattled city of Upland may create citizen commissions to restore residents' faith in their city government.
Yeah, now the November election brought a new mayor and two new council members to the city of Upland Council. And so, of course, the city is grappling with all of the controversies that you and I have discussed over this year, public distrust because of a lot of turnover in city managers and city attorneys. And then, of course, going back to 2012, the mayor then was convicted of bribery, went to prison for it. And so the new mayor and council members, they want to get people more involved in city government so people will understand that this is their government working for them. And so they've asked the staff to recommend some commissions to get people involved in city government.
So what kind of commissions are they going to create?
Well, just for example, they might want to have a citizen finance commission because, of course, remember, Upland City Treasurer resigned last summer in protest over having his notes on his monthly reports about the looming pension debt censored, basically taken off those monthly reports to the city council. And then also the city might consider a new or expanded parks commission after voters this November killed off Measure Q. Remember, that's the one that stopped the city from selling off part of Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, the public is invited to an online forum on what to do with the vacant Carousel Mall in downtown San Bernardino.
Yeah, the mall's been vacant since 2017. It had been going downhill for a number of years before that and lost most of its shops, including the anchor, Harris's Department Store. So the Inland Empire Chamber of Commerce is holding a virtual forum at 10 a.m. this coming Tuesday, including two developers who are bidding to give the mall site a makeover. It's a tremendous part of downtown San Bernardino, 43 acres right near City Hall. And so the city is looking for ideas from residents and people who maybe work in downtown San Bernardino about how to revitalize that mall, what to do with it.
And where can people sign up?
Well, there was a link in the San Bernardino Sun on Tuesday. So if you have access to the online version of the paper, look at Tuesday, January 5th paper. Or you can just go on the website of Inland Empire Chamber of Commerce, and hopefully they have an RSVP link there, because you do have to RSVP in order to get the Zoom link for that day.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.